Well, finally this week, an update on something we've mentioned a few times over the years on KDLG. Carl Johnson is a photographer who lives in Anchorage, and he's been traveling to and around Bristol Bay for the past 5 years, working on a book called Where Water is Gold. That book was published this month by Braided River and is available for purchase now. Carl Johnson joins for our Friday conversation. Carl, it's nice to have you back on the program, and congratulations on getting published.
Oh, thank you very much. It's a very satisfying, I'm reluctant to say conclusion to a five-year project, because I still continue to plan on going out into the Bristol Bay region to cover stories and images that I was not able to capture in the last 5 years.
Well, we spoke before because you raised funds to undertake this project, and we let people know you were out doing it. But why don't you back us up a little bit and tell us about this endeavor and how you did raise the funds to embark on this, what we all know is a very pricey project getting around the region here.
Yeah. Well, it all started actually in my past life when I was a practicing attorney, and I worked for a firm here in Anchorage called Trustees for Alaska. And they started a lawsuit back in 2009 regarding the pebble exploration and how over a 20-year process, there had been all this very intense exploratory activity going on state lands. But due to statutory exemptions, there's no public process like there is with oil and gas for exploration, where with oil and gas, they have to do what's called a best interest finding. And there's an exemption where that's not required for hard rock mineral exploration. So my position, my funding ended when there was the trial was completed. And I wanted to find a way to still stay in touch with the region, because it was really my first introduction to Bristol Bay. And I had for a long time been a photographer and been doing some small projects here in Anchorage to promote conservation and donated a lot of my images over the years. So I thought it'd be great to continue on learning about the Bristol Bay region through my camera. And but like you said, it's an expensive prospect. So I had to come up with some funding. So I started with actually selling camera gear. And then I did two crowdfunding efforts to fundraise for the field work, so to pay for the flights and, you know, additional equipment and, you know, lodging and things like that. And then I did a third fundraising effort, actually, once the field work was principally completed, to help pay for the essayists who would write the words that come along with my photos.
Do you have a dollar amount that you invested on the front end to make this book happen?
I would say probably around $25,000, and that's not including in-kind contributions, because I had several companies that contributed. I saved a lot of money by them contributing their services, so I could go out and cover parts of the Bristol Bay experience, and that was principally in the recreation and tourism industry, where I had, you know, a couple of fishing lodges and a guiding company and another lodge that does, you know, a lot of bear viewing, wildlife viewing. And they all, you know, allowed me to come out and fly out to their facilities and take part of their experience at no cost to me.
We noticed that you got to see an awful lot of very neat locations, meet with a lot of very interesting people, and see them at different times of the year, times of the day, et cetera. What did you discover as the photographer for this book?
I knew that I would find, really diverse stories, a lot of, you know, incredible experiences and things like that. But I think the one thing that really weaved through it for me was the incredible generosity of the people of the Bristol Bay region. You know, a lot of commercial fishing and a lot of subsistence living centers around sharing and working together and being part of community. And underlying all of that is this generosity that I found everywhere I go. I mean, my wife, you know, jokes about it now, but every time I would go out, I would come back with salmon. And, you know, this generosity and giving is kind of something that really underlies every part of the way of life in the region.
Carl, let's do a quick lightning round. Are you willing?
Yep.
Okay. Most definitive spot that you visited in Bristol Bay and putting this book together?
Fish camp.
Any particular location?
No, I wouldn't say it's any particular location. It's all about kind of what does Fish Camp represent and what does it mean for the people who are there. And while there were differences among the ones that I went to, there's just kind of a central identity to what Fish Camp is. And I think that's really definitive for the region.
How about most definitive person you met?
I would have to say that would be Violet Wilson of NACNAC. You know, she had four generations under her of you know, commercial fishing folk and people learning who would be coming, you know, for commercial fishermen. And she was incredibly generous. And every time I went to visit, you know, I felt like I was just another one of her grandchildren. And still, you know, up until she passed away last year, she was still working Fish Camp and still doing the things that people do as part of living in Bristol Bay. And everybody knew her, and she was an integral part of the community. So I would say she was probably one of the most definitive people I met.
Okay. What about your favorite or the most definitive photo in the book, in your opinion?
So, again, because there's so much richness and diversity to the region, I had to come up with a favorite class of photo that I took, and that is the portraits of people doing what they do out in the region. But if I were to pick one particular one that's most definitive, it was of a guy who's working on one of the drift boats during the Togiak herring fishery. And it's this just shot of him just looking straight on in his face. It's a nighttime shot, so the boat lights are on him. And he's covered head to toe with herring scales and slime and blood and roe and sperm. And he's just got this look on his face like, you know, he's beat, but he's also loving it. And it's kind of, I think, kind of a classic look of, you know, some of the hard, messy work that sometimes goes on out there in the Bristol Bay region.
Carl Johnson is the principal photographer of the book Where Water is Gold, recently released this summer and now available for sale. Carl, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it.